each other. This series this morning, another series, different thoughts altogether, raising the bar. Say that with me. Come on. Raising the bar. Now, I need your help. Would y'all sit up? Because, see, the rain gets me down. I need to think y'all, and y'all are going to sleep. How many like to nap during the rain? Don't do that. Don't do that. Stop. I'm going to come out there on you. Raising the bar. Last week's message, the pit. Remember? Remember the pit last week? Had a few emails this week, a couple of letters this week. People in the pit, you know. How do you go from the pit to the pinnacle? Last week, a whole message on the pit. We're not going to look at that again. We're going to go out of that pit. And how do I get on top? And let's stay with the Bible. Let's go with the message today. Here we go. Roger, I'm going to ask you to push me, buddy. Good to have you back there, man. Come on, let's go with it and see what we got. Say that with me. I'm getting it down. Say it loud. I'm getting it down. If you want to get out of the pit and if you want your life to go up, you've got to get some things down. Okay? I can't live life for you. You got to make decisions for yourself. The Word of God is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. We've been given His Word. We've been given the Holy Spirit, the living God. And yet you're going to stay in the pits. You hear me or not? It's craziness. Amen? So how can I get up? Well, I got to get some things down. So I'm getting it down. Many times in our life, we're going to roll just quickly here. Many times in our life, because of past sins, past hurts, past failures, past experiences, we don't think we have a what? We don't have a future. Because of all the past things in our life, we don't have a future. Well, that's bull. You do have a future. You got to think different. And it's because we think we don't have a future because we can't get past our what? Say it with me. We can't get past our what? You know people like that? Maybe you're like that. Every time you talk to them. Past, past, past. Past, past, past. Past, past, past. You just want to go, it's past. Okay, come on. Throw the ball, man. Let it go. Pass it. Get out of here. Come on. Okay, so we can't get past our past because of our past. Proverbs 29:18. Call unto me. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not right. That's Jeremiah. Call unto me and I answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I believe. Keep going. Keep going. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Keep looking. Nor thieves. Some of us have a horrible past. Somebody would raise a hand and say, man, Pastor Clark, I've had a bad past. Can I see your hand? Okay. Look at that list. Nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Say that part with me. And such were some of... Is that how you're going to live your life? This is who I've been. This is who I am. Is that who you are in Christ? That's not who you are in Christ. And such were some of you. Now would you say this with me? Say that part with me. But you are washed. But you are what? Sanctified. But you are what? Justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. But yeah, thank God. You ought to. Amen. But I'm going to live in my past. I can't do it. I can't make it. I'm nobody. I'm filthy. I'm dirty. Listen, guys, I'm not saying just gloss over the crap in your life, okay? Confess and live for Christ. But you have a future. You've got to think that. If I'm going to go from the pit to the pinnacle, man, I got to know I'm not who I was. Amen? Come on. I love that. So, I am not what I was, who I was, whose I was, or as I was. Say that with me. You're going to get that pounded into you today. Come on, here we go. I am not what I was, who I was, whose I was, and as I was. According to the Word of the living God. This isn't according to just Pastor Gary. This is according to the Word of the living God. You're not who you used to be. And you can have a future and you can go up. Y'all listening or not? Come on. So, and I put this little chart together. I am not what I was. I'm changed. I'm not who I was. I'm clean by the blood of Christ. Say that with me. I'm clean by the blood of Christ. I'm not whose I was. I'm chosen. That's what the Bible said. He chose me. I don't understand all that, but I know He loves me to pieces. Amen. That's God's will for my life. That's who I am to Him. I'm chosen. I'm not as I was. I'm covered. I'm covered in His blood. What I was, I am different. I am forgiven. I'm accepted. I am righteous in His sight. Can you imagine such a thing? Say, I am made righteous because of His blood. In His sight, He sees me as what? Dirty? Does He see me as clean? Clean. I'm a new person. I have a new potential. I have new power. And I have new purpose. Amen. I am not what I was, who I was, whose I was, or as I was. Are y'all listening? You feeling it or not? Yeah, but. You need to get your butt out of the way. Excuse me. Okay? Come on. Yeah, but. Okay? Come on. Why am I all these things? Because I'm not what I was, I'm not who I was, I'm not whose I was, and I'm not as I was. Now, guys, here's the thing. I can't do this for you. If you tell me you're like you always were, and if you tell me you're just the same you've always been, and if you tell me, I'm not any different than I've ever been, buddy, that's on you. You understand? I have a testimony that I'm not who I was. I'm not whose I was. The devil's not my daddy anymore. If he's still your daddy, that's your problem. That's not my problem. I'm just trying to give you the scripture today. You don't have to have him be your daddy no more. You listening to me or not? If you want to go from the pit up here and have a life, come on. I want a life. I want to live life. Amen. Say, y'all listening? Come on. You think he's already mad at us? I'm not mad. This is passion. Amen. Come on. These are things I've got to get down. I've got to get this down. If I'm going to go from the pit to the pinnacle in my life, and you're listening to a fellow today that's been in the pit, I know what it is to be in the pit. I could have showed you around my pit, okay? Oh, yeah. We could have hung out in my pit. But I'm not in the pit anymore. You listening to me? Not, am I perfect? No. But I'm on top. I'm on top, baby. Are y'all listening to me? I'm on top because God put me on top. You listening to me? Okay, keep looking. Just some thoughts today. Prove and press. Prove and press. Prove and press. I love this scripture, one of my favorite. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might do what? Prove what is right, or what is good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Prove and press. If you want to be this way, if you want to think this way, you got to prove it in your life. You got to know that God has better for me. You've got to press toward this in your life. Philippians 3:13-14, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I haven't arrived yet. Paul's saying, I haven't arrived in my life. Gary Clark's saying, no, that's not what I'm saying this morning. But I'm going to tell you this. The past is the past. Are you hearing me today? Can we learn from the past? I help people because of my past. I can help other people with their past. I'm not saying you can't use your past to be a blessing and a help, but don't use your past to be a curse and a rope around your neck to choke you. Are you hearing me? Amen. So, listen. I count not myself to have apprehended, no, but this one thing I do, say it with me, forgetting those things which are where? Behind. And I reach forth. You going to stay in the pit? Is that going to be your life? You going to quit in the pit? You going to sit in the pit? You going to knit in the pit? Is that what you're going to do? You going to set up shop in the pit? That's your life, the pits? If you're going to move forward, you have got to reach forward to those things which are before. Say this verse with me. You know it probably. I what? I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God has a will and a purpose for my life. It's not for Gary Clark to be in the pits. It's not for you to be in the pits. Amen? It's not easy for me to stand up here and try to get some of you out of the pits, but I'm going to try. Amen. Come on. That's what we do here. You matter. You matter to me. Look at Jesus Christ. Look at us before Jesus Christ came into our life. Just look into some scripture. before Jesus came into our lives, we were dead. And you hath he quickened who were what? We were dead in trespasses and sins. We were dead. We did walk. Wherein in time past, Ephesians 2 we're looking at, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. That's the way we walked. We did walk that way. You listening to me? That's who we were before Jesus Christ. We all had, verse 3, among whom also we all what? We had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That was us. That was us. That's not who we are in Christ. That's who we were before Jesus Christ. Amen? Keep looking. But God, say that with me real loud. Can we say it louder? This is who I was. Verse 4. We're just walking through Ephesians a little bit. But God. Hallelujah. But God, that's who I was. But God, don't ever think it's you. But God, who is what? Rich in mercy for His great what? Wherewith He loved us, but I can't make it. I'm no good. I'm held by my past. That's crazy. Keep looking. So God, who is rich in mercy. What does that mean, God is rich in mercy? He has a loyal love, and it's an undeserved kindness. Your future, it does depend on you proving and pressing. I agree with that. But your future is not hooked just to you. It's hooked to a God who has a loyal love for you. A lot of us have never been loved like that. We don't know what a loyal love looks like. We've been cheated on. We've been hurt. Some of our parents didn't even love us. But that's not God. God has a loyal love toward you. God is rich in mercy for His great love. A God love that seeks our highest good. That's what God's will for my life is. God wants the very best for me. Are y'all okay with that? Amen. This is good news, but I don't know if I'm hitting you or not with it or not today. It's pretty good stuff. Amen. Come on. But God, you better get this down. You better get this stuff down. If you want to have the life that God has for you, because the stuff's going to come in your life and it's going to hit the fan. And what are you going to do? This is stuff that's solid. I've sailed through some pretty rough waters myself. I'm going to tell you something right now. He is faithful. Say that with me. He is. But if you don't hook your life to Him, and you just hook it to a feel-good thing instead of something solid like the Bible, the Word of God, these things are true about you, you're not going to make it. And you're certainly not going to do what God can have you to do. But God, even when we were dead in sins, He's quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. So He has quickened us together. God has made us alive, guys. He wants us to live life for Him. We have a whole life in front of us. Our life is not over yet. I've got today. Today's the best day, baby. Amen. I'm going to live today. Amen. For the Lord. But God, He's raised us up. He's raised us up together. He's made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's raised me up and you up. We have a new life. I have new power. I have a new position. I have new values in my life. Is that boring you to tears? Amen. Come on. Raised us up together. Made us sit together in heavenly places. He's seated us together. We've been spiritually positioned in heaven. Now, that's crazy. Right now, you and I don't understand it. We're seated in heaven. But I can't make it. You don't know what she did. You don't know what she said. You don't know what I've done. Brother, let me say something to you. If you're in Christ, you're seated in the heavenlies with Christ. If you want to get your tail out of the dumps, you can make it if you want to. You hear me? Yes or no? You sure can. You can make it. Okay? Might be a little tough talk. I'm not good at patting people on the head. Hello. Okay. I feel sorry. I'm going to whine with you. I want to be compassionate. I want to put my arm around you a little bit. Then I'm going to kick you in the tail. Come on, man. This ain't dependent on you. It's dependent on Jesus. Are you going to put your faith in yourself or your faith in Christ? And He is faithful. How many would say, I've been in some bad place in my life and Jesus Christ pulled me out of it? Can I see your hand? That's a living testimony right inside this room. It's crazy what God can do. But when you're in the pits, you can't see nothing but the walls. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we're doing this. Come on. Why did God do this for us?
that he might show.
We're just walking through Ephesians a little bit. I encourage you to go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Take some time, rest right there. That he might show in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. The exceeding riches of his grace and the kindness of his mercy. That's what God wants to show through you and me. He wants to show, man, grace in our life. And he wants to show kindness. I love them. They're serving me. They're following me. That we would know, for by grace you're saved through faith. That not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're saved through what? We're saved through faith. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're going to get out of the pit in your life and move forward with your life, it's going to be by faith as well. Faith without works is dead, and faith without getting, you ain't getting out of the pit without it either. Okay? Faith. It's by faith that we're saved, but we keep going. By grace, we're saved through faith in Jesus Christ. It's not about us ever. Say that with me. It's not about what? Best you and I can do is work ourselves into a good old hole and get down in it. That's about us, a pit. That's about what we can do. It's not about us going to heaven by our good works, our good looks. It's never anything like that. By grace we're saved through faith in Jesus Christ. It's not about us ever. It's not about works ever. Bragging has no place ever. If I'm going to brag, I'm going to brag on the Lord. Amen. Say, I know the crap he brought me from. Amen. The hell he dug me out of. I'm going to brag on Jesus. Amen. Come on. Verse 10, just walking through Ephesians this morning. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God has a plan for my life. He wants me to walk in it. So, I'm getting it what? All right, I'm trying up here. I'm tilling some hard dirt. I'm getting it down. Why did God do this for us? Why did God do all these things I said? Why am I not the way I used to be? Why has he seated me in the heavenlies? Why his grace? Why did God do all this for us? That we would know that we're God's masterpiece. I matter to him. It sounds arrogant to say I'm God's masterpiece, but I am. You're looking at him. You wonder what a masterpiece looks like? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So are you. He loves you. We bought the lie. You got to be skinny. You got to look this way. You got to do. It's all a bunch of lies. God loves you. He made you you. It's beautiful. You're his masterpiece. He wants you to know that. I mean, who else would give his son for you? And not only that, he gave his son for you to do all these things in your life. So that you could live in a hole and be in a pit the rest of your life? No. So that you could be light, right? So that you could be salt, right? Yeah. It's incredible. Why did God do this for us? That we would know that we're God's masterpiece. Only God can do this for us. Now we can do good works for his glory. That's why I love my town. I met several people down, and they look at me funny when I say, this is my town. I love this place. Why? Because of the beach? Oh, it's part of it, but I love it because I have a purpose in my life. I can glorify God in this little town. Amen? Say. Maybe in the whole America, nobody knows me. In Englewood, they do. Yeah, I can glorify God right here. I can glorify God in my family and my friendships. You understanding me? God's good to us, guys. He wants us to do that. Any good we can now do is because of who? It's him. It's okay to remember the past. It's good to remember the pit he dug you from. Amen? But don't live in that pit. Move out of that pit. Okay? Make it a pit stop. Get on now. Move forward. It's God's doing. It's his purpose. It's for every believer. God wants this for our life. He wants us to know who we are in Christ. But we got to get this down. Verse 11, we're just walking still through Ephesians. Wherefore, remember that being in time past Gentiles in the flesh are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. That at the time you were without Christ, you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, you were strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, you were without God in this world. That was me. Remember, we were what? We were without Christ. That's the way I grew up. I grew up without. I know this is talking about Israel. I understand that. But it's also talking about Gary. I grew up without Christ. I grew up without citizenship in heaven. I didn't know anything about, about God's family. I grew up without God's promises. I never had nobody tell me as a little boy, you know, for God so loved the world, greater is he that's in you. I never heard none of that. Are y'all listening to me? You know, I grew up like that. I was without God's promises. I was without hope. That was me. But by the way, that was you too, baby. But God, but Jesus. We were without God. We were without hope. We had no meaning. We had no hope. We had no purpose. We had no direction. Why are you saying that to me, Clark? Because I want you to know that with Christ, you have everything now. Are you listening to me? You really love this Jesus, don't you, Gary? Yeah, I really do love Jesus. But it's not a fuzzy, feely kind of love, okay? It's a reality. It's based on the Scripture. But it's also based on a life. But it's also based on faith and claiming and seeing what's mine because of Jesus. You hearing me still? Amen. But now in Christ. But now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes far off. You're made what? Say it with me. We're made what? We're made near because of the what? What gets me close to God? The blood of who? I am the way, the truth, the life. There is no way to come to God the Father except through Christ. Period. Period. Just another verse that teaches that. We're brought near to God through the who? The blood of Christ, the sacrifice. You don't like that blood religion? Well, that's why you don't have a life in Christ. If you don't believe in Christ. If you don't believe in His shed blood. Well, I'm a good person. I'm a this, that, or I go to church. Doesn't give a hoot. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Have you accepted His blood sacrifice for your life? Yes or no? Amen. Good. This is what's yours then. Everything I'm talking about, because you're in Christ, you have this now. I don't have to live in the past. What if somebody hurts me? I can get over it. What if you lose everything? I can get something somewhere else. He's going to take care of me. Amen. Say, what if you get sick? Well, if I die, I'm going to heaven. Met a lady the other day. I don't want to be ugly, but she just basically, you know, I told her, I said, Jesus died because all of us are going to get sick one day. And we're going to die. And she went, well, God forbid. I mean, come on, lady, you're going to get sick. That's why Jesus died. Do you know Christ? You are going to die one day. Do you know Christ? He's for you right now to live, to share the light, to get out there and have a great life for God. And then one day you're going to die. And guess what? I'm going to wake up and be with Him. Amen. Say. It's the truth. I'm now in Christ. What does this mean to us? He's our peace. I'm in Christ. He's made both one. He's broken down the middle wall of partition that's between us. He's now my peace. We're one now in Jesus Christ. Just a message today of hope to you. Having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law, the commandments contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace for us. The law's made inoperative now. I can't keep the law. I see the law now as not something sending me to hell. I see God's law now as something helping me live for Him. Amen? Helping Gary do better. No, I certainly couldn't keep it. We're now one new man. I'm fresh now. I'm alive. I have hope in my life. I don't have to live in the pits. God's good to me. That He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the what? Having slain the enmity thereby. It's all because of the what? The cross. Christ gave His life for us. I can have eternal life. I can have life down here. He came and preached peace to you which were far off, to them that were nigh. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Well, I can't have peace. My life's a mess. Well, no, that's not true. I have the Prince of Peace. I'm a mess. You ever been just a mess? You're the mess. You're the mess. You're the mess. He's not the mess. He's peace. And when I put my focus on Him, my mind on Him, I can make it through anything. Did you hear me or not? You might say, Gary, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, my mother was shot 6 times in the face with a .357 Magnum. I know what it is to hurt. I'm not trying to brag. I'm trying to brag on Jesus. Married 28 years. My wife left. Not just left for somebody else. That's pretty painful, isn't it? Say. Guess who's my peace? Christ is. And through my pain, I learned I don't trust in a person on this planet. I put my trust and faith in Jesus Christ.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to share today with you. I know it's a lot. You're boring us to tears. I'm sorry if what kept me together bores you. This is how I made it. Because in me dwells no good thing. The words that came out of my mouth sometimes and the struggles I've had wouldn't heal nobody. Amen. Come on, baby. But His Word has brought me healing. He loves you. I think about some who've made bad choices. Did you know you can have a brand new life today if you'll listen to this? You can start right now today. Fresh. How's that feel? Say. But you got to get this down. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Jesus gives me access to God the Father. Access means introduction. I'm not alone, even though I might think I am. I'm not alone. I have access now to the Father. I've been walking on the beach before, where just walking and the Lord put His arm around me. Tell me you matter to me, son. I'm proud of you. When I wasn't proud of myself, or when I was hurting. Do you have a communication with God? Say, I have access to God the Father. I can talk to Him in country talk and He understands it. Do you understand that? I don't give a hoot about the fancy whatever. Jesus made my introduction. He knows me. I don't have to stay in the pit. Amen. Come on. Keep looking. Now I'm fellow citizens. Now therefore you're no more what? And foreigners. Amen. But. Hey. Okay, it's okay. God bless. All right. Y'all cool? Cool. That sounds like me sometime. You've been there so low, that's about all you can do. Amen. Come on. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Almost done. I'm no longer a what? Quit living like one. I belong to God. I matter to God. I have value. He loves me. I'm not a foreigner. I'm one of the what? I'm one of the saints. But if you think you're no good, if you think you can, if you think you don't belong, you're just not going to make it, man. I'm of the household of God. These are incredible scriptures, and I certainly can't do them justice today. We're just walking through it. I'm built upon the foundation of the what? Of the apostles. Can you believe that? The great apostles and the prophets that's gone before me, if you're telling me I'm built on top of them, that's my foundation. That's who I am. That's who you are. And wait a minute. Jesus Christ being the what? I'm built on Christ. I'm standing on Christ. I can't make it. That's bull. Are you on Christ or not? Say. Out front on this building, when you go out front, you look to the right, there's a bunch of stones laying to the right. There's a big old column that goes up. When we were building this building, a lot of water was washing away that corner of that building. It was not good. We brought the big concrete trucks in and we poured concrete like you wouldn't believe in that corner. Amen? We did an engineering change. And then we were so that. And you know what? I look at that building and that's the cornerstone. That corner of this building, that old corner right over there is the cornerstone. We took rocks. Do you remember some of you guys brought rocks and laid them out there? Come on. Praise the Lord. Come on. We did that by faith, didn't we? But that's a picture to me when the rains are coming in my life. And I'm sure many times I'll come out here in the future and I'll think about that. When the rains are coming, when it looks like I'm washed up, man, when it looks like when I'm toast, it looks like when I'm sinking, I want to know that cornerstone and that foundation and then those rocks. Amen? And there's 12 of them out there. There's 12 bigger rocks. There's one big one. And we just did this. One big one sort of represents Christ. And there's 12 ones that are a lot bigger than the other ones. Those represent the apostles. Who they really represent? Us, guys. Amen. Say, I'm built on that. That's who I am. I can make it. I'm built on a firm foundation. Jesus Christ Himself is the chief what? Cornerstone in my life. That's how I make it.
in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in the Lord. In Jesus, we all do what? Guys, you matter. I'm learning that in my life, the value of you. I need you. I want you at fellowship. I want you to be with me. I want you to serve the Lord with me. Don't put me up on some pedestal. I'm right there with you. I got gifts that I can do, but you got gifts you can do. We're fitly framed what? And you matter, and you have value, and you can add worth to our body. That's who you are in Christ. Now, if you're not in Christ, you need to be in Christ. You need to put your faith in Christ. Amen. I can't fit with somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus. I want to love you. I want to bring you to Christ. But that's how you get in the body. We're a holy temple of the Lord. Ephesians 2:22, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. God dwells in us by who? But I can't make it. Are you kidding me? You have the Holy Spirit, the living God in you. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. I can do anything with God with me. Amen. Say that with me. I can do with God in me. I can do anything. How many are amazed at the things you've done, the pain that you've made through? Let me see your hands one more time. You are just amazed. You are amazed. Now, hands up again. How many thought there's no way you can make it? There's no way. There ain't a dog's chance. I'm dead in the water. And even some of us in this room, we were so low, we thought we'd just take our own life. Yes. You're not alone. That's not who we are. That's who Satan says we are. Amen? But he ain't my daddy. Are you getting some of this stuff down or not? It rained outside. I hope I poured in here on you today. I hope, oh my God, it's like a Mack truck running over him. Yeah, I meant to. I wanted you to get run over by the grace of God today and the goodness of God. Amen? Come on. So help me, church. I'm not. Say it loud. I'm not who I was, whose I was, or as I was. How do you say that, Clark? I say it based on the Scriptures. Did you not just spend like 30 minutes with me in the book of Ephesians? I'm not what I was. I'm not who I was. I'm not whose I was. And I'm not as I was. And I'm not going to stay in a pit in my life. And I'm not just going to sit here and be a nobody. I'm going to live for God. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my head up. Past is behind me. Come on. I am changed. I am clean. I am chosen. I am covered. By the way, all this came from this passage. We put this together based on this passage. This little chart right here. I am different. I'm forgiven. I'm accepted. I am righteous. I'm a new person. I have new potential. I have new power. I have a new purpose. Who is that? That's me. You listening to me? Is that you? Let's say it together. Come on. Let's say it together. Come on. Here we go. I am not what I was, who I was, whose I was, as I was. Help me, church. I am changed. I am clean. I am chosen. I am covered. I am different. I am forgiven. I am accepted. I am righteous. I am a new person. I have new potential. I have new power. And I have new purpose. Come on. Praise God. Woo! It has wore me out today telling me who you are in Christ. I'm just wore out. It would have been a lot easier just have a nice day. Raising the bar. We're done, ain't we, Raj? From the pit to the pinnacle. Now, don't you think you can make it? Say. Don't you think the whining ought to, come on, come on, come on. Amen? Say, the devil ain't my daddy. Can we say it loud? The devil ain't my... Come on. How's that feel? Doesn't that feel good? No, the devil ain't your daddy? Tell him that. Tell him that. And then fill him in on some of this stuff. Amen? Come on. Let's get up on our feet. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Praise God. You endured. Praise the Lord.